This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. If you watch much news, you might have some worries about the upcoming summer and the drought and wildfire dangers. But is that a valid concern? Cliff Mash, atmospheric sciences professor at the University of Washington, says even though this past month has been somewhat dry, it's really not that bad.
The deficit the last month is only like, you know, it's like an inch or so. So it's not like we're really down 6 inches. We usually were not. So it's not that serious, and it's not unprecedented.
And the dry areas, Mass says, aren't probably where you'd expect.
There's a difference between what's going on east and west of the Cascades. And actually, the precipitation has been much more normal east of the Cascades than west. So this, in quotes, drought, the dryness, you know, is really more on the west side than the east side.
So what's causing this year's unusual weather? Is it El Nino or is it climate change?
Well, or neither, probably neither. You know, we've been in this pattern for a while, much longer than we've been in El Nino. We've just switched El Nino during the last month. So it ain't that, okay?
And Mass says he's found no trends, so there's no reason to think it has anything to do with climate change. Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.